Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
These are the headlines.
Okay, one big headline, which is just being announced right now. I just got my notification from Jeff Passan on my ESPN app, and that is that Aaron Judge has beat Cal Raleigh to win his second straight AL MVP and his third overall. Also, Shohei Ohtani wins his fourth MVP in the last 5 years. All of them have been unanimous. Which one? Are you booing both of them or are you booing Ohtani?
More Judge.
Okay.
More Judge. I would have picked Cal Raleigh.
Although
the voting, at least from what I've been told, is very close.
Is it? I'm surprised it's that close. Honestly, I am. And I understand like fatigue. I understand he's a Yankee and all of that. Aaron Judge won the batting title this year. Okay? He was right behind Raleigh in home runs. Every single advanced metric beyond just the home run totals and I think RBIs points to Judge. And let me just, again, reiterate, he won the batting title this year. Aaron Judge was the best hitter in baseball. I mean, there's no question about it. Cal Raleigh was a great story, and I certainly enjoyed watching him chase 60 home runs, being a switch hitter and a catcher, and all that stuff's great. And he had a great season. And in most other seasons, he would have been a slam dunk MVP. But he went up against the guy who had 53 home runs and batted .331 this year. He was 20 points higher than the next guy in batting average, Aaron Judge was. Bichette and Wilson were both at .311, George Springer, Jeremy Pena, etc. There's one guy who's on all the lists who's, you know, there for all at the top or near the top of all of them, and it's Judge. And I don't mean to say that batting average is the be-all, end-all, but when you're hitting .331 with the rest of the numbers that he provided, I think it was pretty open and shut here, you know? Like, I don't think it was much to even really deliberate on. Like, I would have come back quickly with an Aaron Judge MVP.
Well, the voting had 17 first-place votes for Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh 13 first-place votes.
You know what I chalk that up to is Judge fatigue. I think that is I think that's Aaron Judge fatigue. I don't think that's right. I don't. I mean, this year, and Raleigh was great. Raleigh was the Lord of the Dongs this year, all right? He was our Lord of the Dongs. Not in the postseason. Postseason, that was Ohtani, and also Vlad. They were co-lords of the Dogs. But Judge, I think Judge rightfully got this. I do. Sorry to all apologies to the Big Dumper and all of the friends and family of the Big Dumper. And I think he's great. I mean, he's awesome. Raleigh's awesome, and we'll see if he can keep doing this and if he's back in the mix for it next season. And you know, if people start pitching him differently and he can't, you know, hit the home runs at the same rate or whatever it is that ends up happening, especially when a guy kind of comes out of nowhere like this. Cal Raleigh, I mean, this was a pretty big surprise. So you have more of a resume with Judge. I do think voters get tired of just voting for the same guy all the time. But this year, I think Judge absolutely, absolutely deserved it. Just because there was a formidable challenger, it doesn't mean that you automatically just go to the other guy. Not when one guy won the batting title and also hit 53 home runs and also was like fifth in RBI. Like, it's just, you know, I think that's pretty much a no-brainer to me. But, you know, listen, it's cool that it at least came down to a split vote. Because over in the National League, it was locked up from probably April, I'd say. Shohei Ohtani was the MVP, and he never stopped being the MVP over there in the National League. So that one was pretty open and shut. Out of all of these, the National League Rookie of the Year, a lot of people thought it was going to be Cade Horton towards the end of the season, and it ended up not being him. Now it escapes me who it was. Kurtz, obviously, with the America. Who won the National
League? Drake Baldwin.
Drake Baldwin. Okay, so he sort of pulled ahead at the end there and pulled ahead of Horton. And for American League Rookie of the Year, that one was pretty much sewn up, too. Roman Anthony was in the mix, but no one was going to beat out Kurtz there. And for Cy Young, kind of the same thing. No one was beating Skeens. Scooble and Crochet, they had a little bit of a something there. Okay, well, Crochet's got them in a couple of different metrics. And if you needed to hear more on that, just ask Will Fleming. He's got them all right at the beck and call. He'll rattle them off to you in his sleep if you need to. But everybody knew it was going to be Scooble. Judge and Raleigh, that was the only one that was really up for grabs at all. I didn't think it should be as up for grabs as it was, and I think ultimately Major League Baseball and the voters did get it right. So congratulations to Judge and congratulations to Ohtani on their MVPs.
We do have a couple of Red Sox representatives, and this Garrett Crochet finished eighth. Of course, they recognized the top 20. Crochet eighth, Chapman finished 17th.
Okay.
So at least they were represented.
Yeah. Listen, a closer coming in the MVP, getting any MVP votes at all is no small thing. And he got Cy Young votes, too, did Chapman. I forget where he ended up, but he got some Cy Young votes, too. Crochet coming in second for the Cy Young, eighth in the MVP. I don't think that's a bad number at all. I think that's right around where it should be. So good for them, and good for the winners, and good for the world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, let's get to this next headline. This next headline is so funny. I mean, it's really, really funny. I saw this and I just started laughing. The NFL is going to court, and I think they're going to court. I'm not sure exactly how they're trying to do this, but they want to stop the NFLPA from giving out those report cards every year, which I think is just hilarious. And who spearheaded this whole thing, or who's the only one who's willing to admit that they want this to happen? Woody Johnson. Woody Johnson, who, by the way, just, I believe, was in the Epstein file, this new document dump. Woody Johnson's in there. Not our owner. Woody is, though. The NFL filed a grievance against the NFLPA, asking the union to stop its annual team report cards, and saying the exercise violates the CBA by airing public criticism of teams. This is Wickersham and Don Van Natta. Wicked scam! The league claims that the report cards, which poll players on various aspects of working conditions, violate a CBA clause that says NFL owners in the union must use reasonable efforts to curtail public comments by club personnel or players that express criticism of any club, its coach, or its operation and policy. According to an August letter from the league's management council to NFLPA general counsel Tom DePasso that was obtained by ESPN, after months of discussion with the league and after the letter, the NFLPA alerted its players of the grievance last week and said it's moving ahead with this year's survey. So they basically told the league, up yours. We're going to keep doing the survey. And it's amazing to me. It shouldn't be, but it is still amazing to me that these owners, and you know it's not all the owners, because some of the owners got great grades, right? Some of these owners, they were saying, hey, we like everything about playing here. I forget exactly who graded out well. I feel like it was teams you wouldn't expect. Like Miami graded out well. I think the Bengals, either they graded out really well or really bad. I forget exactly what it was. Can you find the one from last year and see who graded out well? Because there were a bunch of teams that all got very good grades. The coach is good. We like the coach. We like the facilities. We like what they have for the families. We like this. We like that. We like the food. We like the weight room. We like the locker room. We like all this stuff. And they all graded out well. The Patriots got absolutely decimated in that thing. Absolutely decimated. We don't like the coach. We don't like the locker room. We don't like the weight room. We don't like that. That's why they're building that new facility down there. They've been putting that thing. I haven't been down there all year, but like last year, we'd go down there for Patriots Monday, which is a thing the afternoon show doesn't do anymore. But we'd go down there for Patriots Monday, and you'd have to park in the other lots because they had this whole thing going up. I'm sure it still is now. They're not done with it yet.
So Patriots in that survey that you're asking for. Treatment of families, C+. Food dining area, C. Nutritionist/dietitian, B. Locker room, C-. Training room, C-. Training staff, C+. Weight room, F.
Mm.
Strength, just gotta move this over to the side. Strength coaches was a B. Team travel, F.
Mm.
And then
the plane with the ashtrays. I forgot about yeah. that. Yeah.
And then head coach B+, ownership D.
I guarantee you, he may not have been the one making the phone call, but when Woody Johnson started calling around saying, "Hey, what do you guys think about? Should we try and kill this survey?" I guarantee you, Robert Kraft said, "Hell yeah,
he
we should kill that
F
survey. We should
in this. Get
all right, Joe. We should kill that survey. Absolutely. Like we should be out there." Getting rid of this thing and making sure they don't do it anymore. And we'll find some legal basis to do it. It's violating the CBA. You're not allowed to critique us. You're not allowed to criticize anything. You have to say that everything's great. It's like communist China over there, for God's sake. You know, can you let them give an honest assessment about what they think of their working conditions? Is that against the rules? How about, I don't know, you maybe take some of your money and you make things a little bit better, which in fairness, the Patriots are doing. The Patriots are building a whole new facility over there. We'll see how good it is. I mean, it could be a crap facility, I guess. But they got killed in that survey. I think they came in like 29th out of the 32 teams. They were down there at the bottom in overall grades. I forget who got good grades in that, but I know there's a lot of teams that got good grades. So when you say, oh, yeah, I'm sure all the owners wanted to get rid of it, I don't think so. I think some of the owners use that survey as a feather in their cap, as sort of a badge of honor. Like, yeah, come play with us. Look, everybody who plays here loves it. They love this organization. They like the coaches. They like the weight room. They like the facilities. They like whatever it is that they like about it. Yeah, whatever. The team plane doesn't have ashtrays. And it has Wi-Fi or whatever the problem was. And there was a bunch of problems. You know, like that. I think that to me is indicative of not everybody towing the party line there. I think there's some owners and there's going to be some owners that aren't going to be joining this fight. But the ones that are the ones that got bad grades. I mean, it's as simple as that. Yes.
The Dolphins in the survey were ranked as first, and the team at the very bottom, the Cardinals.
Cardinals down at the bottom. Yeah, that makes sense. Dolphins being at the top, you wouldn't really expect that, right? But they got the facilities. They're down in Miami, you know, like playing for the Dolphins, probably pretty cool. And that show Ballers, remember that show Ballers on HBO with The Rock? That was following the Dolphins around. That looked really cool being on the Dolphins. You had Denzel's kid there. You had that guy working at the car dealership pushing the car up the hill. And then they brought him back to be an offensive lineman, whatever that was. That was cool. I mean, it looked like a good time. It certainly did. But, yeah, these owners now trying to weasel their way out of a survey. I mean, come on. Jeez, talk about being tone deaf. You know, there's a way to get back on the good side of the survey. It's not like there's only so many points. It's not like the standings in the NFL, right? And one team has 10 wins and the other team has 2 wins and there's got to be good teams and bad teams. Every team could get good grades, conceivably, if the players that are there all like it. I mean, now maybe it'll be different degrees of how much they like it, but they're giving out grades. Everyone can pass. Everyone should be able to pass. It's the NFL. You got enough money. You got enough money to be able to treat your players a little bit better than maybe you do. And the one time they actually are able to honestly assess this, they get all defend. Ah, well, you're not allowed to criticize us. We're going to file an injunction. Nah. We're not going to actually address any of these criticisms that are being lobbed in our face, but we are going to try and get you to stop because it hurts our feelies. Like, shut up. Oh, that's so typical NFL, isn't it? To NFL owners, anyway. Like, get over yourselves. It's an easy way to fix this. Just be better. That's all you got to do. Just be better. Make it a more welcoming place. Spend some of your money and make it better for the players. And then you won't be getting these bad grades in the thing. That's as simple as that. I don't know why they don't understand that. Okay, one more headline. And that is Mr. Antonio Brown out on bail out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. He was released from jail. He's in Florida, actually, not California. But he walked out of a Miami jail today, released on $25,000 bail after pleading not guilty to second-degree attempted murder. Brown embraced his attorney outside of the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center in Miami, had a big bag of belongings as they walked to a nearby food truck. Antonio Brown got a drink and then left in the lawyer's vehicle. Mindy Glazer, a circuit judge, ordered Brown wear a GPS ankle monitor as he awaits his trial. He faces a potential 15-year prison sentence and a fine of up to $10,000 if convicted. Now, listen, I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand, I'm not someone that can speak with any real credibility on this stuff. But if there was ever a guy that I'd consider like a flight risk, it's Antonio Brown. I'm shocked that they let him walk out of that. I know it's a heavy bail. 25 grand is a big bail. But it's not like it was, $1 million. Attempted murder he's in for. And they got him on tape. And he is an erratic person. Like, really erratic. Like, he's out to lunch, that guy. So, he's got the ankle monitor. I'd imagine there's going to be people around him. But would anybody be shocked at all if we find out tomorrow that Antonio Brown snuck out in someone's like luggage and flew back to Dubai? Like, I wouldn't be shocked at all. I really wouldn't. He's not all there. If you tell me that he crossed the border into Canada or something like that to try and evade like the marshal, whatever it is, like I would not. I'd be like, yeah, right. That tracks. That makes sense. That seems like something that he would do. At any rate, Antonio Brown will get his day in court, of course. Prosecutors that sought pretrial detention, they say that Brown is a former pro athlete. He has the resources to flee if he wants to. Brown no longer has a passport. They said he could go back to his home in Florida while the case proceeds. He's accused of grabbing a handgun from a security staffer after a celebrity boxing match on May 16th and shooting two shots at a man he had gotten into a fist fight with earlier. Brown's attorney said the affidavit is mistaken. Brown actually used his own gun, and the shots were not aimed at anyone. Right. Well, at least they got that out of the way. Whose gun was it? Did you take it from somebody? No, that was my gun. Did you shoot it? Yeah. But I wasn't shooting it at him. I was just shooting it around, in a big group of people. I just thought it'd be a fun thing to do. Anyway, that's what's going on. Those are your headlines here on the Christian Arcand Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.